on Tuesday the 19th. It seems to me there had been a sort of a pickup hockey game between members of the radio station and city council, and Donald Somerville was the mayor, and during that game he unfortunately suffered a fatal heart attack. The funeral was on the Friday, which was the 22nd. That was the day of the John Kennedy assassination. And then a week later, on the 29th of November, 63, there was an Air Canada, or it was Trans-Canada Airlines at the time, but a crash at Sainte-Thérèse, Quebec. Quite a few Toronto people were lost on that. And that was probably one of the most, hectic, I guess would be the words, and draining periods, that 11-day period from the 19th to the 29th of November, 63.
Hey, Pete.
So those are some of the highlights. We talked about Al Belisca, crazy morning man that I used to work with. He used to pick me up to go into work in the first year I was there. That's why, maybe why he was late, you were talking about.
Great stuff, Peter. Can you hear us now?
Can't hear you.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, Bob, I guess we haven't solved the technical thing
okay.
yet. Peter,
yeah.
We miss those great dulcet tones. Man, you really could deliver a newscast.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And, Peter, thank you for being with us this morning
on
the final hours.
My best to you, all of you, to everybody that's still there that I remember, and best of luck to Alan and Jim Waters with their new venture with the team. I hope it goes very well for them.
Great, Pete. Thanks an awful lot.
Okay, Peter.
Okay, Pete was the newsman for Al Belisca, as he mentioned, and went through a whole lot of stuff with Al,
yeah.
But... unfortunately, we can try and fix that technical thing so the guys on the phone can hear us.
Yeah, I think we need some music or something about that.
Well, I think we do need some music right about now, and I think we're going to... The jingles that we're going to play, by the way, are from our era, the days
that's
that you
right.
and I were on the station, so people will know that these jingles come out of the 60s.
Yep.
And we're going to play one of those, and then we're going to play the Chiffons.
Talking Chiffons there, 1963, and that was the song that got confused with My Sweet Lord.
That's right, and there was a lawsuit, as I recall.
Yep, it took years to settle finally, but George Harrison finally admitted that the melody running around in his head that became My Sweet Lord really was My
Sweet Lord.
He's so fine.
He's so fine. Before we have a little plug to give. Because what the hell? I mean, commercial's commercial, right?
Yeah.
But beginning at, I think, 1 o'clock this afternoon, there's going to be a whole to-do outside in the radio station. And we want to thank to the special events team at M&M Meat Shops for coming out today and helping us celebrate the final hours of 1050 Chum and the launch of the team. And they're going to be cooking meat out there.
They make about the best taste in burgers and hot dogs there are available.
That's very good. Maybe we'll get one now.
Well, you know, behind my little shot there.
This has been a very exciting time for all of us at Chum as 1050 Chum winds down. We get ready for the team. By the way, if you hear noise in the background, we've got the door open. And people are kind of wandering by and saying hello, and that's terrific. So you'll hear stuff out in the back hall,
non-stop too. Celebration all
day. Yep, that's what it'll be. And we were out on the roof this morning, which was also a test to see if the roof would hold a lot of people, and it did.
But virtually every one of our staff was up on the roof for one of those great wide-angle photos. So
that's right.
That was
and everybody's going to get a framed copy of that, courtesy of the Waters family, who have always been good to all of us.
Yep. We had a little champagne toast this morning. Great, great way. Mimosas to start the morning, Bob.
Yes. It was very nice. Duff had a full glass. I only had half a glass. No, I had a full glass, too. What the heck? If John Sprague is listening, we're trying to find you, John, and you were supposed to be at home, and you're not. So... You know, it's like the good old days when John was on the air here at Chum. You never find him then either. Let's hear a memory from Chuck McCoy.
Remember. Hiya, 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 hiya. Chuck McCoy here. I'm very, very happy to be here paying tribute to one great radio station. I was fortunate enough to work at 1050 Chum Toronto from 1968 to 1972. We had some great people, Jay Nelson and Tom Rivers, Scott Carpenter, J. Michael Wilson, and I was privileged to work with those people. I also remember a young fella coming in to work the all-night show, and don't know what happened to Roger Ashby, but he was one of my favorite kids when he came to Chum.
The Beatles on 1050 Chum and Penny Lane. Haven't done that in 32 years.
A little street near where Paul and John grew up, 1967.
That's right. Now, Duff, this is going to be tough to believe. There are clients who actually wanted to be in our show.
You mean
commercials?
As earnings news and hopes that interest...
As the market took a downturn, trading curves were...
We have a new report. Leading tax analysts say that...
Ask your financial advisor about AIC. Ignore the market and leave this.
It's your life's rising to tell you why.
To those who like to take chances, AIC, buy, hold, and prosper.
I just got off the phone with Ted. He just bought a brand new Cadillac SLS.
Yes, yeah, he did mention it.
He says it came with Stabilitrack.
That's right.
And no charge scheduled maintenance.
Oh, nice.
He also said it came with 360 holes. What is the world coming to? A new car. Can you believe it?
Bob.
What?
He meant golf holes.
I knew that.
Buy or lease a new 2001 Cadillac and receive exclusive membership privileges that include 20 rounds of golf. That's 360 holes at top clubbing courses. See your newspaper or Cadillac dealer for details.
The barbecue is tonight, right?
Yes, it is.
Did you go to IKEA?
Absolutely.
Did you pick up the deck chairs and cushions?
Affirmative.
Did you pick up serving trays and the hammock?
10-4.
Did you get the food containers, tablecloths, patio umbrella lanterns, and glassware?
Got it.
Did you invite people?
I thought you were going to do that.
Visit IKEA's Spring into Summer event and refresh your home inside and out. For a preview, visit IKEA.ca. IKEA. Live better.
Visit IKEA, located in Toronto at the 401 in Leslie, or in Burlington at the QEW in Plains Road East.
I just saw your cleaning lady leaving in tears. What happened?
I'm seeing a chiropractor.
And?
I can't afford both.
Don't have a health and dental plan? FlexCare from Liberty Health covers things that OHIP doesn't. For your free personalized recommendation and to find out how to earn up to 95 Air Miles reward miles, call 1-800-COVER-ME or visit covermeme.com.
Okay, well maybe I can still catch her.
FlexCare from Liberty Health. One-of-a-kind coverage for the one-of-a-kind you.
License P010161.
Is this Jessica Samuel?
Yes.
I'm calling from the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Ontario. Are you sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because you've just won $1 million.
You're kidding, right? You've got to be kidding me! Oh my God!
That was last year. This year it could be you. Get your ticket for a chance to win cash, cars, even millions in the Heart and Stroke Lottery. Better hurry. Tickets are 50% sold out. Call 1-888-551-1111. Odds are 1 in 25. You'll win in the Heart and Stroke Lottery.
If you read the side of a can of Labatt Blue, you'd know this.
1928, New York. The Rangers goaltender leaves the final game after a blow to the head. With no backup, the head coach replaces the injured netminder and leads his team to a Stanley Cup victory.
If you read the side of any other can of beer, you'd know this.
Returns for refund where applicable.
Hockey knowledge. Now on cans of Labatt Blue. 20 unique cans, each with its own Stanley Cup story, but only for a limited time.
We can't make water wetter, but we can make water better, because now we're taking care of water too. It was Enbridge Home Comfort, guys. Doobie-doo.
Water softness installation. No confusion or frustration. Advice and education for your drinking water system. Hey,
we're into water now. Call Enbridge Home Services at 1-800-266-3939.
Enbridge is in the house. Word.
Remember. Hi, this is Dick Clark. You know, one of my fondest memories of Chum was... Let me see, it was May 27th of 1963 when I appeared on the Chum Chart with all of the jocks and my co-host on the Dick Clark Show, Dave Johnson. There we were, side by side on the Chum Chart.
Dream when I want you, in my arms when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream when his dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so.
The Everly Brothers, Phil and Don. I've never told you this little story, but the two Everly Brothers were at the... Do you remember the old Beverly Hills Hook and Ladder Club in
North York? I do.
And they were
on Wilson Avenue.
That's right. They were at the point of their career where they were doing clubs of about that size. Of course, it's long gone now, but I got to know both of them. I was up there for an interview and had the honor of having Don Everly over to the house for dinner. I've never told anyone that. And I've got the picture in my office with the two of them. That's from backstage at the old Beverly Hills Club.
Wow.
That cute story? There you go.
Yeah. I remember the Beverly Hills because I interviewed Frankie Lane, who wanted to know if we were related. And I said, if your last name is Schlanger, we are. This is Bob Lane and Duff Roman. You've got the final hours of 1050 Chum. It is 1039.
A lot of people use the phrase, it's just like riding a bike, incorrectly. For example,
hey, sweetie, what are you doing?
A cartwheel. Do you know how to do one?
Oh, sure, honey. It's just like riding a bike. All you do is turn, then,
Why doesn't my back go pop like that, Daddy?
Join us on June 3rd in the Bay Cell Ride for Heart and help raise $1.6 million for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Registering is as easy as riding a bike. Call 416-486-RIDE.
Is it just me, or does it seem that everybody and their mother's got a website these days? There's websites on clothes for wiener dogs, websites on people for the preservation of lawn ornaments. Heck, there's even websites on how to avoid websites. How's about a little www on a topic us regular folk can actually use? Like, say, buying a previously enjoyed vehicle. I guess that's where autotrader.ca comes in. Last time I checked, there is no less than 37,134 vehicles online for you to peruse in your PJs. All you do is pick a category, click on your desired vehicular criteria, kick back, and let autotrader.ca's search engine do the rest. Every ad's got a photo, and they'll even email you when the vehicle of your dreams gets posted. Hey, what good's an information highway without a little good old-fashioned information? So, when you're looking to buy a vehicle, go where more people are selling them. Log on at autotrader.ca.
Heading to the U.S.? Before you leave Canada, visit the Queenston Lewiston duty-free shop and take advantage of the huge savings on all world brand name merchandise, tax and duty-free. So on your next trip, take the quickest way to the USA. Take the QEW over the St. Catharines Skyway. Follow the exit signs marked Highway 405 Queenston Bridge to USA. Stop at the Queenston Lewiston duty-free shop, then connect directly to Interstate 190. Remember, the best things in life are duty-free.
Billy Koch.
Hey, Art. How you doing?
Good. Say, have you ever been to the Blue Jays website, Billy?
Yeah, you bet. All the time.
Says Billy Koch, born in Rockville Center, New York, age 26.
Yep, that's me.
Went to Clemson, played on the 1996 U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah, it's all there.
Ever notice anything missing from your bio?
No, not really.
See, Billy, on Fletch's page, it says he likes to play guitar. Sackman says he raises trotters in the off-season. Under Billy Koch, hobbies, special interests, nothing.
Well, they did ask me.
And what'd you say?
Pitching.
See, Billy, everyone knows you're a pitcher. The fans want to know a little bit about the guy behind the pitcher.
The guy behind the pitcher is the second baseman.
Billy Koch, hobby stand-up comedian.
You folks have been a great audience. Thank you.
May 8th to 10th, it's Oakland. There's Timbermart Tuesday. Maybe win a cottage. Wednesday, first 20,000, get a Toronto Sun Blue Jays commemorative coin. Then Panasonic Power Thursday. For tickets, go to BlueJays.com, the Jays Gate 9 box office, or call 416-341-1234. More great moments in baseball.
I get up, walk my dog chicks, shower, shave, get a bowl of plates. Pick up a ticket, play a daily lotto. Sip a cup of coffee, save a daily motto. Yeah, each and every day I have myself a ball with Pick 3, Billy Keno, and when I take off, oh yeah.
Play the daily lotteries. Pick 3, Daily Keno, and winner take all.
It's a daily constitution.
A good negotiator never has to say, fine, let's agree to disagree. I'm Alan Stitt. Every day you negotiate. When the outcome of your negotiation is critical, better skills mean better results. A 3-day workshop with Odyssey Negotiation Training will teach you how to become a more powerful negotiator. Odyssey Negotiation Training is a university certificate workshop. Aim higher, achieve more. Call 416-307-0007 or visit negotiate.ca.
And we're back. What a shock.
Oh, my goodness.
10:43 on 10:50 Chum. I like to give those times in because I was known for warm, sincere time checks.
And you're still that same warm,
that's
sincere
right.
guy.
Now, speaking of warm and sincere, from his home out at Stony Lake, Ronnie Hawkins is on the phone. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, but I just barely can't hear you.
Well, listen, Ronnie, I don't know if that's the phone or you.
Ron, I remember a time when this would be very early in the morning for you, my friend.
Oh, yes, but I used to come to Chum after work and slip up there and have a party.
Oh,
you now, don't say party, Ronnie, because I was here then.
Is this Bob?
It is.
And this is Duff.
Duffer!
Yes!
Crying out loud, boys.
Hey, Ronnie.
You're my hero. You're the one that helped make rock and roll, for crying out loud.
Oh, Ron, you are the greatest. Ron, this is
crazy, though, because he tried to straighten out David Clayton. But boy, he had a talent.
Yeah, those were great days, Ronnie. And
I remember the ears back then, maybe behind your back. Nobody would call it to your face, baby, but I used to say, Duffer has the ears. Duffer has the ears. Remember, you produced me on one.
And remember that, Ronnie? It was one of the best, most natural records that we ever put together. That was a great thrill.
It was, and you know what happened, Duffer? I took it to Nashville, and they overexposed it. They put all them heroes on it. You know, it was simple and plain and told a story, and I said, all I needed was a little steel guitar just having a little hum in the back. And when they got through with it, it had everybody in Nashville on it. It was a different song.
Did you ever release it, Ronnie?
I can't hear.
Oh, that's too bad. Ronnie, here I am. I'm on the microphone. I'm yelling. It's been years since I've been around the microphone, Bob. It's like me. Hello, Ron. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. It's a little low, but I can hear.
Ron, everybody from Arkansas is part of this great U.S. fraternity. And I know, Ron, that you had some fabulous memories of the election of Bill Clinton and that. I don't know if people really ever heard the story. I know you were involved in his inaugural. I know that you actually played in the White House. Can you tell us some of those stories, Ron?
Oh, man, it was Duffy. It's wonderful, man. I'm telling you something. I mean, President Clinton, he didn't even call me when he was governor. And, you know, we played a few shows for him because, you know, politicians are always, politicians and preachers always hang around them super rich people, right?
Right.
And so we're playing for the Walmart, which is, you know, Walton's, and we're playing for Tyson's and all those rich people in Arkansas. And so that's when I first started meeting Mr. Clinton and all the boys. So, but when he called me up, it's a long story, Duff. I don't know if you got time.
Well, what I was really getting at, Ron, is how easy it was for you from a small state of Arkansas to wind up at the seat of power worldwide. I think it's just fabulous.
Well, I tell you, I'm just a bar act, you know that, but I have been lucky enough to play with some great musicians, and I have been lucky enough to meet some of our great leaders. Duffer, I don't know, but, you know, I have played for the party, of course. I mean, they didn't understand me, but forever prime minister since Diefenbaker.
I know that, Ron,
and
yes.
And, you know, I did the Jean Chrétien back when I was calling him John Chrétien. He knew I was a mental giant. But then the president, I was in Prince Edward Island. I was playing Prince Edward Island, pushing a tape, and It's a long story, but I got a phone call from the Secret Service, and I talked to the president, and he invited me into the White House and to play for him and for his mother and the Blue Jean Bash, and then we played the Canadian Embassy, which was the first rock and roll band that they'd ever had in there, Duffer.
Yeah.
And maybe they got as loose as we get when they're drinking.
Well, Ronnie, what was your particular connection and affection for Canadian musicians?
Let me tell you something, Duffer. You know, I mean, we're in the promised land. Canada's the promised land for everybody that hadn't gone out and seen the rest of the world. I mean, this is the promised land, Canada. I could have played anywhere, you know, and when I first come up here, you know, in 57, they wouldn't even book Canadian bands in bars because they wanted somebody from America. Well, that's when when I put these bands together and I'd loan them that old Cadillac that I owed 900 payments on.
Yeah.
They'd pull up to the bars as if they're from Arkansas or Tennessee or whatever it is and go in there and do a hell of a job. You can remember some of the bands that I did that for. The Rockin' Rebels, the Four Rockin' Rebels, and then the Four Fabulous Fables. Remember them?
Yep. Well, Ron, they
couldn't get in, so we faked it for a while. And Canada is a promised land, boy. We got up here, and, you know, nothing in the world was better than Yonge Street in the 50s and early 60s.
Well, there are people like the band and Kelly J and the Crowbar Gang. They all owe a vote of thanks to you, Ronnie. Time's running out on us here, buddy. You know what they do in radio. It's time to either make a living selling commercials or...
Oh, man, we got to sell a car. Remember, I used to go by there at night with those go-go girls and champagne. Bob Lane.
Yes, well, don't tell anymore.
Car show. What was it?
That's enough, Ron.
Car thing.
No, Ronnie.
Gone this early in the morning, Duffer.
That's probably a good thing, Ron.
Al Slate.
Yes, well.
Al Slate used to catch us up there at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, Ron.
I had too much on Al, so Ronnie. He couldn't fire nobody. Me and Bob McAdory missed a couple of morning shows once when the Supremes came to town. I remember that.
I think we got to get the phone fixed so I can get out of these stories. Ronnie Hawkins, thank you. And
thank you so much, boys. You're my heroes.
And
I'm making one last shot. I'm putting my last band together and making the last shot at the world because David Foster and the president's going to play horn with me. That might sell a couple of records.
Tell us when, and we'll be there.
And come up here. So I'm going to invite all you old boys up if he comes up like he says he will.
And we'll be there. Ronnie, I got one of your best songs right now.
Bluebirds over the mountain, seagulls over the sea. Bluebirds over the mountain, bring my baby back to me. Bluebirds over the mountain, seagulls over the sea. Bluebirds over the mountain, bring my baby back to me. Boy and girl, they fall in love, love as true as stars above. He looks into her eyes of blue, she vows to him that she's be true. Bluebirds over the mountain, seagulls over the sea. Bluebirds over the mountain, bring my baby back to me.
Ronnie Hawkins. and Bluebirds Over the Mountain. The song I remember best from The Hawk was 40 Days.
Oh, yeah.
And they did that in a garage.
Yep.
And The Hawk used to play down at Le Coq d'Or on Yonge Street. And then he would come up and visit with me because, these guys couldn't go to sleep. So, 2 o'clock in the morning, The Hawk would show up, or he'd bring Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty. I always thought that Conway Twitty had a problem with remembering things. Until he died. And then Conway Twitty left this earth and left a battle royal over millions of dollars. Yeah. And Conway used to sit in the control room with me, and I used to think to myself, I wonder how this guy can afford dinner.
You know what I remember most about Ronnie, and with the phone line, you couldn't really sort of get him into that interaction, but he used to have these Arkansas sayings. And I remember two very good ones. One was, this is the music that took us from the hills and stills and put us on the pills. And the other one that I think is just great was, shoot low, Sheriff, they're riding Shetlands.
Yes, and then, there's the Ronnie Hawkins parties we can't talk about.
Exactly.
1050 Chum is a product of a lot of people and a lot of work and a lot of effort. And a lot of people who made 1050 Chum what it became have passed away. And throughout the course of the show today, we want to honor them by name so that they're on these final hours of 1050 Chum. Guys like that I worked with, like Al Belisca, who passed away at the age of 40.
Oh, boy.
And that was really a sad situation. Dave Johnson passed away of a heart attack. We tried desperately to find Dave's wife to get her on the show, couldn't locate her. Terry Steele, who used to do middays. Larry Wilson, who was in the newsroom. Bill Dryley, who was news director of both 1050 Chum and primarily 1050 Chum in those
Before
days.
Dick Smyth.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, and there are others, Jay Nelson and Hal Weaver, and we'll continue to mention those names throughout the course of the day today, too.
And, in fact, do we not have someone from Al Belisca's family?
Al's wife, Sheila, is going to be on the show a little later on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so we'll be able to talk about how many times Al Belisca quit.
This is Duff Roman and Bob Lane, and you're listening to 1050 Chum, The Final Hours.
Here we are, sir. Boardroom A.
Thanks.
Know how to be early for meetings?
Well, good morning, sir.
No, that's not it.
Sir, good morning!
Use Canon's new S600 Bubble Jet Printer with an amazing 15 pages a minute and an incredible 2400 by 1200 DPI, the highest resolution in its class.
What, sir? You love my presentation. Well, thank you!
Everything okay?
Hi. Still waiting.
Canon's new S600 Bubble Jet Printer. Get to your meeting first and make an excellent impression. That's Canon know-how.
Available at Future Shop, Business Depot, and The Brick. License
P010161. Is this Jessica Samuel?
Yes.
I'm calling from the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Ontario. Are you sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because you've just won $1 million.
You're kidding, right? You've got to be kidding me! Oh, my God!
That was last year. This year, it could be you. Get your ticket for a chance to win cash, cars, even millions in the Heart and Stroke Lottery.
$1 million?
Better hurry. Tickets are 50% sold out. Call 1-888-551-1111. Odds are 1 in 25. You'll win in the Heart and Stroke Lottery.
Once each year, we put every Beauty Rest Pocket Call mattress on sale at Sleep Country.
That's Christine McGee, the president of Sleep Country.
We negotiate extra discounts and specially reduce prices from the factories so that we can further reduce our everyday great prices.
To illustrate how big these savings are, Sleep Country sells nearly half of the Beauty Rest mattresses they sell all year, almost 50% of the annual total during this one short event.
Pocket Call mattresses are a special design. Each spring coil is isolated, so motion on the other side of the bed doesn't transfer much to your side.
The benefit for you is that you'll sleep a lot better. Even if your partner is restless, rolls around, even if they get out of bed several times a night, you'll hardly feel it.
You've seen the Beauty Rest bowling ball ads on TV.
If the pins don't fall down when a bowling ball is bounced on the bed, imagine how peacefully you'll sleep at night.
Our Pocket Coil mattress sale is a once each year event, and if you'd like to get a better night's sleep, it will really be worth your while to come visit us during this special event.
Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Sleep Country delivers to Cottage Country. See store for details.
Attention, this is the Alarm Force Central Station. Identify yourself immediately. The police.
Hello, this is Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I know what it is to have a home burglary and have the phone line cut. Fortunately, I have Alarm Plus, our phone line security installed in my home, and my system worked when burglars cut my phone line. Nothing was stolen, and the burglars fled. I want you to have Alarm Plus for free, and only $5 per month will be added to your low monthly monitoring rate of $25. You get the equipment and installation all for free. The Alarm Force logo on your front door indicates to burglars that Alarm Plus may be installed.
You'll never worry about a burglar cutting your phone line when you've got the best home alarm from Alarm Force. Just dial this number, 1-800-267-2001.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Alarm Force is listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange.
Our next question, how did last week's earning projections?
And as the recession deepens,
upticks and downticks. Look today at the board office.
And now, the Canadian Business Summary. Financial experts.
At AIC, we have one simple philosophy. Buy, hold, and prosper. We now return you to regular market chaos.
About 40%.
Ask your financial advisor about AIC.
Hello? Oh, can you... just a minute, I gotta get the thing. Hi, I'm on the phone... Sorry, I'll be back in a minute.
Too busy to even breathe? At the GM Goodwrench 1-2 Tire Event, getting new tires is easy and hassle-free. Get one Uniroyal Tiger Paw ASC for $64.95 or two for $124.95, and that includes installation and balancing. GM Goodwrench Service, right on time. See newspaper for details.
This is Duke Roberts remembering Chum between 1969 and 1973. What I really remember was the rush I'd get going on the air every afternoon from 3 to 6, knowing that I was the man playing the hits on the mighty Chum.
Duff Roman, Bob Lane, C-H-U-M, 1050 Toronto.
Shadow in the city, all around people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. Yeah, but it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer in the city, in the summer in the city. Cool town meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool. Looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, dance all night. It's like the heat, it'll be all right. Don't you know it's a beautiful day? Can't be like the night in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Chambers, Chum DJ from 1986 to 2001, and you're listening to 1050 Chum, the last show. Coming up this hour, more special guests, more great stories, and more Chum chart hits. Now, to guide 1050 Chum on its final 4 hours into radio history, Duff Roman and Bob Lane.
Duff Roman, Bob Lane.
C-H-U-M, 1050 Toronto.
It's 11:01. This is the final hour. These are, sorry, lousy English. The final hours of 10:50 Chum. One down, four to go. It's Roman and Lane. Last kick at the can. Nobody brought us a can, but we'll have one. I think this is the last time we'll be on the air, Duff.
Hour two.
Hour two. Unless we get a job offer from CBC or something stupid like that. This was a song. I remember when the Beatles started and all the foo-foo on England and we sat over on this side of the ocean and went, what is this, a British group? Of course, they proved us to be foolish with comments like this. This was the first Toronto hit by the Beatles. She Loves You.
She loves you, yeah.
You know you should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Remember. Remember.
Gordon Lightfoot.
A group of us went to Nashville and we recorded some records, tried real hard, and we got on the Chum chart. To make a long story short, and for that we shall always be grateful. You know, Chum also helped me through a lot of harder moments when I was younger. I think a lot of people might be able to remember when they were just getting out into the world, and how the CHUM would brighten up their day in the early evening when you might feel a little bit blue after a day's work, or perhaps in the morning with the morning coffee, and you'd have Al Belisca, and believe you me, I can remember back that far too. And Larry and Gary and John Sprague and Mike Darrell, Jumbo Jane Elson, Bob Lane, Gord James, one of my best friends over at Chum FM. Thanks for playing my records.
That's Gordon Lightfoot. We were hoping to get Gordon on live. Gordon's on tour, if you can believe that. Still doing it.
Still doing it.
Doing one-nighters down in the States, and tough to get at this hour of the day. So we were delighted we had him on tape and we could do that.
He was a neighbor of ours. In fact, his promotion office is half a block away
from
here.
He owns the building.
He owns the building.
And I can remember when Gordy did his very first song, he had to pay for the session with a guy named Art Snyder.
Oh, on Chateau Records.
Yes, on Chateau Records.
I remember it well.
We have a dear old friend on the phone. Now, I'm hoping that this guy can hear me.
Yeah.
Dick Smythe is on the phone from his home way up north somewhere. Where are you, Dick?
In Bracebridge, Bob. I'm happily living the life of a country squire up here.
Can you hear us, Dick?
Not too well, but adequately, I think.
Well, that's okay. You know, God bless Bill. Dick, you were probably one of the most colorful guys to go in and out of that newsroom. What if there's one story that sticks in your mind while you're gardening or doing whatever you do up there, what is that one story?
Oh, gosh, there are so many stories. That day that Jay Nelson put marijuana in my pipe tobacco. But I guess one story we didn't talk about on that retrospective thing. You know, the Chum Newsroom was a wonderful place for girl watching. I mean, we would line up there and watch all the girls going to work down at the Pilot Insurance Company. And there's some really good lookers there. And so, I was as guilty as the rest of them in doing this. And the phone, I was news director, of course. I was supposedly in charge of this whole thing. And I got a telephone call from some, I'm the husband of one of those girls, and my wife is tired of running the gauntlet. I'm saying, I'm sure, I'll certainly reprimand everybody responsible. I gave him a whole bit. I mean, I was one of the worst offenders. It was a lot of fun.
Dick, now, we've got you cornered here, so I want you to admit this. Is this the truth or not, that office with the street-level view was one of your perks, that you insisted that you have that view? Is that true?
I didn't insist on it, but it certainly was nice. It was a great view. I do remember, that office up at the corner of the newsroom.
Yep.
And I remember once Natalie Wood was there for some reason. She had some time to kill before somebody picked her up.